A jury in Los Angeles is getting ready to deliberate in the murder trial of the famed rock music producer Phil Spector. His trial has lasted more than 4 months. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
The jury will consider only one question: whether Spector committed second-degree murder at his mansion one February night in 2003. Prosecutors allege that Spector killed Lana Clarkson, an actress who was working as a hostess at the House of Blues. From the outset, an array of defense attorneys has countered that Clarkson committed suicide. Here's Bruce Cutler.
The evidence will show that at the time of the discharge, from what we've seen and what we've heard, the decedent fired the gun herself.
But several women testified that in separate incidents, Spector had threatened them with guns. Among them, Diane Ogden.
He had a gun to my face, a pistol.
Stephanie Jennings.
He had his gun with him, and he pulled a chair and put it in front of the door and said that I wasn't going anywhere.
And Melissa Grosvenor.
He walked right up to me and held the gun right to my face.
In his closing argument, District Attorney Alan Jackson said if the jury had seen Lana Clarkson leaving the nightclub with Spector that February night, they would have wanted to speak to her.
All 17 of you are thinking the same thing. You'd lean over and you'd whisper, "Don't go."
And they'd pass on that warning, he said, because of the evidence.
You know, in your heart of hearts, he's responsible for her death.
The prosecutor reminded the jury that Spector's driver had testified that Spector emerged from the house that night and said, "I think I killed somebody." Spector's lawyers questioned whether the driver could have overheard such a statement. In closing arguments, defense attorney Linda Kenny Bodden said prosecutors wanted to nail Spector because of his celebrity status. But she said the evidence, including blood spatters at the scene, showed that Clarkson had pulled the trigger.
They made up their institutional mind on day one that this must be a murder. This must be a murder, despite the clear scientific evidence disproving that fact.
Spector has been through a number of attorneys and insisted on having Kenny Bodden deliver the closing argument, despite Judge Larry Fidler's warning that he was taking a risk because she had missed a large part of the trial while ill. If convicted, Spector could face 15 years to life in prison. Kim Masters, NPR News.